Okay. Talk Radio.
May you listen to my joy as you listen. I'm sure you'll enjoy being with us to hear these people sing.
Amen. Hallelujah. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God have gathered home, we will tell the story, stand it better, by and by. Hallelujah. We will tell the story how we've overcome. If we're going to be an overcomer, we have to overcome something. And that's what God has called us to do, overcome things. We have to overcome things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Wednesday night prayer. Yet meeting and to praise God and offer up prayers unto Him. Tonight we're going to be in the book of Isaiah. And we're going to be praying unto God, Creator of all heaven and earth and everything that is in them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. It's a pleasure to pray unto God, for He answers our prayers. And He is a great and mighty God, and He's able to do mighty things. We just need to come before Him believing. He tells us that the Lord will not hear us. We don't want to be in a place where God doesn't hear our prayers. We want Him to hear us. So we come before God tonight, we need to be having a clean heart in Jesus' name. That's the order before we get into the book of Isaiah, starting in chapter 40. So let's go before God right now, and we're gonna offer up these prayers. We're going to offer Him thanks, praise, and then we're going to ask for forgiveness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Life today, O Lord. You've given us peace today, O Lord. You've given us of your righteousness today, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being a mighty God, for being a good God, for being a holy God, for showing us the way that we should walk. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all these things. Hallelujah. I give you praise, O Lord. You've given me life today. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for you've given me peace today. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your blessings today, none of which I deserved. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise for you, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher of my faith. I thank you, O Heavenly Father. Praise your name. O Lord God, there is none like you. As we could search the whole world over, we would never find one like you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, all-powerful God. Hallelujah. I praise your name, O Lord God. I praise your name for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, for having your eye upon us, for watching over us, for taking care of us. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for being attentive unto our prayers. Thank you for asking us to pray unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Heavenly Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, even as we forgive those that have sinned against us, O Lord. For we know that if we do not forgive, then you will not forgive. With iniquity in our heart, you will not hear us. So I pray that you would take iniquity out of our heart in Jesus' name. O Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of unrighteousness. Forgive us. Hallelujah. Cleanse us from every wickedness. O Lord God, praise your name. For you are an answerer of prayers. You are an answerer of prayers. One who answers prayers when we offer them up to you. And we meet the very minimum conditions. You answer our prayers. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Let the people rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. Set us free from every addiction. Every repetitive sin that we can't seem to break the cycle, set us free, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We come against every addiction that is holding us back from you. We break the power of addiction in our lives in Jesus' name. If there's any lingering addiction, even addictions that we do not know about, to vanity, addictions to pride, addictions to foolishness, addictions to being well thought of, addictions to be praised by others. Oh Lord God, break these addictions, as well as the addictions that most people think of when you say the word. Break our addiction in Jesus' name. Our addictions to food. Our addictions to drinks. Oh Lord God, break our addictions in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every addiction be broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 40, saints. Isaiah chapter 40. God answers prayer, saints. He answers prayer. Say verse 3. Verse 3 of Isaiah 40. Says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our first prayer would make our lives straight, that we would make a straight path for our God, that we would be preparing the way for the Lord. As the Bible says, He must increase and we must decrease. He must increase, decrease. The only way we can do that is by making a straight path, preparing the way. There are several kings in the Old Testament that God commended because they prepared their heart. Just let's go before God and pray that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray, Lord God, that we would be prepared our heart. Teach us to prepare our hearts to seek you. Teach us, oh Lord God, to prepare our hearts to seek you. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, I want to seek you. I want to seek you with my whole heart. I want to seek you with my whole mind. I want to seek you with my whole strength. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I want to seek you. I want to seek you in Jesus' name. I want to prepare my heart to seek you. I want to prepare my heart. I want to prepare the way. I want to make my path straight. I want to make my path straight. I want to make my path straight in Jesus' name. I want straight paths. In Jesus' name, every valley, highway made for my God. In Jesus' name, there shall be a highway made for my God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. There shall be a highway made for my God in my life. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. There will be a highway made for my God. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight in my life in Jesus' name. The crooked shall be made straight in my life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Hallelujah. May the earth hear his voice. May we hear his voice. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, Lord. A highway in the wilderness. In the wilderness of our heart, let us make a highway, O Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Isaiah in verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. For he answers prayer. He answers prayer. I tell you, saints, the more you understand how God answers prayer, the more you will be drawn to be spending your time in prayer unto Him. And you'll think, if I have 10 minutes in the day, then I need to be in prayer about it. Hey, 15 minutes that are free, then I need to be in prayer. And if I have 2 hours, all the better, then I should be in prayer to my God. For He answers prayer. If I have all night to be in prayer, praise the Lord. For my God answers prayer. We need to understand the power in the prayer, saints. That's why we're here. Sometimes, saints, we just don't pray like they're going to be answered because we don't pray, period. We don't spend any time in prayer. So how can that show to anyone that we believe in prayer? If there was really a mechanism that you could have the things that you really needed, not just wanted, but you really needed for the day, do you think that you would spend a lot of time doing that thing? Well, then why is it that the church doesn't pray? Except after a service on Sundays, whatever time they do the service, they'll be doing, you know, some prayers. But as far as day-to-day communion with God, where is the prayer? It shows unbelief. And it should not be, saints. This is why I believe God put it on my heart to be doing these Wednesday night prayers, is to say consistently, we're going to hold ourselves accountable to praying together. For God wants us to pray, because He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 in verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our everlasting God, He never grows weary. But saints, we're not in the same boat. We are not in the same position as the everlasting God. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get worn out. Sometimes we've had a long day. Sometimes we've been tried to the last ounce of our ability to stand. But this verse, if that's where you've been or where you are, these verses are for you. And I doubt that they're new unto you. But this is our prayer tonight, that He will give power to the faint. The Bible says, cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Well, sometimes we are carrying a burden that God said He would take. Are you still carrying a burden that God said, give unto me? Well, if you're still burdened about it, you didn't give it to Him. Amen. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. He says, my burden is light. So saints, our prayer is going to be, hallelujah. Our prayer is going to be that he will give power to the faint. Are you faint? God says he's going to give you power. We need power in our daily lives. Power from above. Power to live a holy life and to resist temptation. Because temptation goes, it can catch you at any given moment. We need power from above to overcome temptation. We need power from above to live a holy life. We need a power from above to make the right choices, to stand up for what is right. So we need power. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to pray for. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we are faint. We are people that are faint, Lord, and we need power. We need power from on high. Oh, Lord God, give us power. Praise the Lord. I know you're going to give us power. Praise the Lord. I know you're going to give us power, for we asked for it, and we believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You give power unto the faint. And we are faint. And you said you'll give us power. So I praise your name, Lord, for you will give us power. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Them that have no strength, the Bible says that he will increase their strength. Them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Well, be encouraged, you who have no strength. You who have no might, don't have any might, saints. So this prayer is for me. If you don't have any might, then this prayer is for you. He's going to increase your strength. In Jesus' name, this is a promise of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, fulfill your word. Increase my strength. Increase your people's strength in Jesus' name. Increase our strength in Jesus' name. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to pray that we would learn to wait upon the Lord. That we would wait upon the Lord. There's some people that have waited for God for many, many years. Abraham waited 25. Joseph, for less than 25, but for many, many years. They waited on the Lord and God fulfilled his promise. Even when God does not look like he's going to fulfill his promise, still fulfill his promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord God, help us to wait on you. Give us the faith, give us the patience, and give us the character, Lord, to wait upon you. Give us the character, Lord God. Give us the character, Lord Jesus, to wait upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord God, the Bible tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew our strength in Jesus' name. O Lord God, that we will mount up with wings as eagles, that we will run and not be weary, that we will walk and not be faint in Jesus' name. That we will walk and not be faint, or run and not be weary. This promise is for you, and this promise is for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. This is what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. Amen. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Amen. I read a testimony about a man who his grandfather sat him down and read this passage, and he put the grandson's name in the passage where it talks about the people that did the despising. So if your name was Joe, this is how it was. He is despised and rejected by Joe, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and Joe hid his face from him. He was despised and Joe esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne Joe's grief and carried Joe's sorrows. Yet Joe did not esteem him. Joe esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for Joe's transgressions. He was bruised for Joe's iniquities. The chastisement of Joe's peace was upon him. And with his stripes, Joe is healed. Joe, like sheep, has gone astray and is turned to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. I encourage you to go through that with your own name, because we've all done that. And that is what Jesus Christ did for us. Though we despised and rejected him, and you know that you have, saints, because we all have. You have rejected the Lord in your actions and your words, even. And yet God still said, I'll suffer for you. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And he still died and bore all this pain and suffering for the very ones that nailed him to the cross. He was bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. This is the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our prayer tonight, seeing that God did this for us, that we would be willing to do these things for him. Not that we can bear his issues, and not by our stripes will he ever be healed. But if he was willing to be despised and rejected of men for us, then we need a heart and a character that is willing to be despised and rejected of men for him. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Oh, Lord God, change our character. Change our character, O Heavenly Father, that we would be willing to be despised and rejected of men for your sake. You did it for us, Lord. How much more should we be willing to do it for you? Because you've never turned your back on us where we have turned our back on you. You were despised and rejected of men for our sake when all we've done is despise and reject. Be in the group that despised and rejected. Lord God, you left the glory of heaven to become a man of sorrows, one that was acquainted with grief, only to have us hide our faces. Lord God, let us be willing to do that for you, if that's what you call us to do. Men of sorrows, women of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. We know that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. But Lord, if we must, then help us, Lord, to endure these times of trials for your sake. O Lord God, as you have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, bear the griefs of others and carry their sorrows, even those that afflict us. Hallelujah. O Lord God, as you were willing to die for us, let us be willing to die for others. You were oppressed, you were afflicted, and yet you open not your mouth. Lord God, help us to control our tongue. Help us, Lord, to not say foolish things. Help us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. O Lord God, when it's right, Lord, help us to open our mouth. And when it's right, Lord, help us to close our mouth. And let us never be confused by the two. In Jesus' name. Let us never say too little. Let us say too much. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we continue in prayer, saints, we're going to pray that God would order our steps. We want God to order our steps. Amen. O Lord God, order our steps for this week. Order our steps for this month. Order our steps, Lord, in Jesus' name. Order our steps, O Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. Lord God, order our steps so that each day we do not find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing. Let us not be in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the right thing. And let us not be in the wrong place at the right time, doing the right thing. But, O Heavenly Father, by your grace and your mercy, let us always be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. For only then will we have a life that is blessed. O Lord God, tired of doing the right thing at the wrong place in the wrong time. Let me do the right thing at the right time, in the right place, in Jesus' name. Lord God, this is why I ask you to order my steps. Order all of our steps, O Lord God, so that your body is doing exactly what you want us to do in the right place, to the right people, in the right time. Saints, the Bible tells us that when we listen and we willingly make ourselves available unto God, that He will use us. But we have to be willing to die to ourselves so that we will always be at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Order my steps, O Lord. Order the steps of this week. Order the steps of this month. Order the steps of this year so that I do not walk unwisely. O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, deliver me from deception. Deliver me from lies. Deliver me from not hearing Your voice clearly. Let me hear Your voice, O Lord. Let me hear Your voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is doing mighty things, saints. God is doing mighty things. The one encouragement that I want to continue to press on, this is a time to be in watching and in prayer. Because through prayer and through the Word of God, God reveals Himself to us. And the Word of God is like a mirror, and we begin to see ourselves reflected in it. We need to be at a place that we look for God, for we look for God's will for our lives, and we're changing our lives accordingly when it does not match up with the Word of God. So our last prayer for the night is that God is going to give us the strength to change what needs to be changed in our spirit, in our character, in our life. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. O Lord God, change in my heart that which needs to be changed, that which does not line up with the perfect law of liberty. I pray that it would be changed. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that my will would line up with Your will, that as Your Word says, that my thoughts are not Your thoughts, and my ways not Your ways. That was before we could have the mind of Christ. So I pray, Lord, that I would have the mind of Christ in all that I do and say. O Lord God, in all that I do and say, that I would never be disappointing unto You, but I would always do what You want me to. O Lord God, that I would be able to change my character into a character that reflects You. In Jesus' name. That I would be a walking and living epistle. That I would draw my friends, my family, unto You. That I would be a walking, living, breathing epistle of the gospel of Jesus Christ, with words and without, that I would be a living, breathing epistle of Jesus Christ, drawing others to You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints, God answers prayer. Make sure you're spending time in prayer. When we don't spend time in prayer, it shows that things are not exactly the way they should be with God and with us. When we don't want to read and hunger for God's Word, it shows that there's something not exactly right with our relationship with God. So saints, let's get those things ironed out, if there be any. The time is short, and God is going to be having us do things for His kingdom. We must be ready. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's my last exhortation for tonight. Just as a few things for housekeeping purposes. There's an outstanding trip that I might be on next week. I'm still not sure on that. So I might not be around next week. I could be. And, of course, we don't have a prayer, or there's not going to be a way for me to communicate. So you'll just have to, if you listen online, then you'll just have to see if there's a link for next week. If there is, of course, I am. And if not, you know that I was on a trip, and you can keep that in prayer. If you listen live, you can just call in and just see if the prayer line is going. And again, my apologies. I don't really have a way of saying to everyone. There's not a way to get on Blog Talk and communicate that there will be no prayer line. So we'll just play next week by ear. The week after next, we'll also be out of town, and that one is Lord willing for sure. And so potentially no prayer line for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now for sure, Lord willing, and a week from now potentially. And so we'll just keep these things in prayer and see what God would have us do, and we'll just take it one day at a time from there. I pray that this week is a blessing. I know that God is getting ready to do. There's been some amazing things that God is doing, and we just need to hang on and see see what God is going to do. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited for it to no longer be faith, but I'm excited for it to be something that we can have and hold instead of just being something that is out there. I know that there's probably never been a more joyous time of having a baby than Abraham holding Isaac. It's because the faith was now sight. And that produces joy. And so, saints, I'm looking forward to the faith. In some cases, of course, our faith won't be 100% sight until we all things are accomplished. But we know that there's going to be certain things that God has shown that He is going to be bringing forth. So I look forward to those, and as they come forth, I will make testimony of those things. Just a quick testimony again about God answering prayer. At the beginning of this broadcast, the line was just no good at all. I could tell that it wasn't. And of course, committed that to prayer. And anytime the line is not going well, that's something you can commit to prayer on my behalf. And maybe you were, but I just want to say that there's a little signal that I can tell how good the things are going across, and that fixed shortly after the prayer. And so that isn't me. That is all God. God being faithful to just what I was talking while the line was messing up, that God answers prayer. And once I saw that fix, it gave me a lot of joy and encouragement. And I pray that it will you as well. So saints, I want you to just understand that God is for you and not against you. And we just need to keep pressing on. Obtaining promises. Hebrews 11 says, by faith they obtained promises. By faith they obtained promises. That's what we're doing right now, even in Jesus' name. Don't lose heart. Obtain the promises that God has for you. By faith, obtain those promises that God has for you by your faith. And in Jesus' name, your faith will be sight. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Maranatha.
I'd be the work with your hand. Galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once is a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I'd be like myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. Unashamed because of mercy, I'm